California Republican Bill Simon came from behind last night to become the state's Republican nominee for governor. A wealthy businessman, Simon campaigned as a conservative against the early favorite, the moderate former mayor of Los Angeles, Richard Reardon. Simon had help from an old friend, former New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani. He has been involved in a number of Republican campaigns recently, so involved that some Republicans have started calling it the Rudy Factor. It seemed particularly potent in California, as NPR's Linda Wertheimer reports.
The mayor was the message in California during the Republican primary campaign, appearing in a series of radio and TV ads for Simon. One pictures a political war room with aides gathered around a conference table talking about getting their message out. "We need a major endorsement," one says, as Mayor Giuliani in shirt sleeves wanders through the picture.
"Maybe a Hollywood star, like Bruce Willis.
Or conservative Bruce Hutchinson.
I could tell people about Bill Simon. I knew Bill was a federal prosecutor."
What exactly did Rudy Giuliani do for Simon and for other candidates he's endorsed over the last few months? What he brings, says former Republican Party Chairman Rich Bond, is an example of extraordinary leadership and a dimension of trust.
"I don't think the voters in California or virtually anywhere outside of the New York metropolitan area really know much about Rudy Giuliani. But what they do know is when the chips were down, Rudy Giuliani was there."
Giuliani, as the mayor of New York City, has taken some positions that conservatives in his party don't agree with. He favors abortion rights and gun control, for example. But none of that matters now. He's a hot ticket from coast to coast. We called Whit Ayers in Atlanta. He is a political consultant who specializes in campaigns in southern states.
"Rudy Giuliani right now is considered a national treasure. And what works in California or what works in New York will work in Georgia for a national treasure. He works all over the place now."
Giuliani, a card-carrying New Yorker in Georgia? He's been there for Republican Senate candidate Saxby Chambliss. Again, Whit Ayers.
"He was the envy of other Republican Senate candidates throughout the South. They couldn't wait to get the mayor of New York, of all people, into their states to campaign for them. It's quite a phenomenon."
The mayor is also one of the GOP's top fundraisers. The Republican Party chairman in Florida, Al Cardenas, says if Giuliani is coming, people write checks.
"People are so thankful for what he's done that they want to be near him. They want to see him. They want to touch him. And he has risen to that level of popularity. And so obviously in fundraising circles, when you bring in a Rudy Giuliani, it's easy to draw people who want to be at the event."
In a swing state like Florida, both parties are fighting over the middle 30% of the electorate, and there too, Giuliani can be helpful. Cardenas says he's the kind of politician moderates like.
"They're by and large mostly moderate voters who don't get hung up on policy philosophy as much as results, and they know that they judge Rudy Giuliani by the results in New York City before and after September 11th.
Giuliani has been knighted by the English Queen, dubbed Person of the Year by Time magazine. In a few months, Rudy Giuliani has been transformed by his own actions from a controversial big city mayor going through a very nasty divorce into a genuine national hero. What next? It's hard to think of a job that's big enough, one Republican told us. In any case, after his success in California, Mayor Giuliani will be coming soon to a campaign near you.
You should make up your own mind, but trust me when I say Bill Simon will be a great governor for California.
Paid for by the Bill Simon for Governor Committee.
Linda Wertheimer, NPR News, Washington.